You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. Hey, this is Beefcake's Bootcamp you're listening to again, and I'm back with us today to talk about a couple different things. First off, I wanted to go through the mailbag, and there's a question someone asked in an email that I thought he had some very good questions, and they were sent to me by the guys over at whitegenocideproject.com, where you're probably listening to me right now, unless I've been put over at YouTube or something like that too. And by the way, I encourage anybody to, if they want to take anything that I've said, anything in any of the podcasts they want to use in any way whatsoever that helps us spread the message, you have my permission to do so. I want to get that out of the way first. If there's a soundbite or a clip or any part of these podcast series that you want to use to help spread the message, you have our entire permission to use it to do so, so long as it's for helping fight white genocide and getting our message out. Go ahead and use it. All right. Let's get into our mailbag here. We got from a listener. We have a message, a topic for discussion for the boot camp I would like to hear addressed someday. How many posters, swarmers, and posts do we need to end white genocide? And can posting the mantra really do it? Should we try to post 5 times a day? And then he has a few more questions here. I will, how about I just read the whole thing and then I'll go back over it. How can we get more people to post the mantra more often? Could Stormfront be forged into a great propaganda machine if Don Black and David Duke declared everyone should post the mantra 5 times daily for years as their minimum effort in fighting white genocide? There is nothing more practical than copying and pasting the mantra for practical politics. How can we gauge if we are being effective in front of an audience since we cannot judge ourselves by the responses we get to our mini mantras according to swarmers? Talk about the math. 500 people posting 5 times daily, what that adds up to in a year with 20 people seeing each post, over 10 million people. Could we ever get 500 people to post the mantra, and could it end white genocide? Thanks for great things you do to the end of white genocide. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for what you're doing to help end white genocide, too, because I believe you are one of our swarm members who's out there posting the mantra whenever you get the chance, and we appreciate all the effort. Anyway, let's dissect the email a bit here because he's got multiple questions he's asked, and these are very good ones, and sometimes I get a little bit of, I don't know what we want to call it, talker's block or something, so I'm not exactly writing, but sometimes, you know, what we do is so repetitive that sometimes new and interesting subjects don't come up for us the way it would for, you know, a traditional radio show host or something like that that has to fill an hour every single day. But we have to say it's pretty simple, and once it's said, you know, you're going to have trouble filling a show for a lot of it. You know, Horace has his podcast out, and he's got Endgame Exotica, but focusing on the tactics that we use, in order to keep it simple, we don't want to necessarily have an endless nonstop stream of stuff out there for people to listen to before they get out and start posting. We want them out posting the mantra and sort of learning by doing, and they kind of figure it out. Now, obviously, there are some things that can help catch them up to speed quicker, but you know, I don't always get the creativity flowing like a faucet to come up with new subjects to cover, because the major ones that we run into the most often have probably already been covered in the series. If there are any useful tactics I haven't mentioned that would be really good for everybody to know, by all means, please let the guys at White Genocide Project know, and I would love to come out and discuss it if it's just something I haven't thought of to mention yet. But we've got some good questions here, and I'll get back to that here. This is a topic for discussion for the boot camp I want to hear addressed someday. How many posters and swarmers and posts do we need to end white genocide? And can posting the mantra really do it? Should we try to post 5 times a day? If you can post 5 times a day, absolutely. You know, there are a lot of swarm members who post a lot more than that. You go over to where did you post the mantra today over at Bugs, and you'll see some guys have text walls of nothing but, you know, mantra they probably posted 100 times. And you know, they and I'm glad we have people that can be that motivated. If you can't find time to do that, 5 times in a day would help us out. You know, if we had 500 people out there posting it 5 times a day, like you did the math there earlier, you said we'd have, you know, 10 million people in a year seeing it. That would be fantastic. Will that be enough to end white genocide right away? It's hard to say exactly how long it takes. We don't have a precedent for the exact situation we're in to make a perfect timetable. It's more of a event-based thing where you basically you have so many people doing something and it spreads around and it turns into a viral message. Everybody talks about it. It becomes a part of regular everyday dialogue. And that's the biggest thing we're attempting to do is to, in fact, we're not attempting, we are doing. Attempting is something you may fail doing, where we are, there is no fail in this. We are out spreading memes. And those memes are the things that we want to become a regular part of public dialogue and public speech and public discourse. We want people to be openly talking about concepts like white genocide. We want it to be out and open that anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. So that when somebody tries using the word racist, like the charge of heresy, when somebody says an opinion on race that happens to be a white person saying it, that person is able to, you know, that everyone in the room that hears the R word getting pulled out is going to look at the person who accused someone of being a racist, and they're going to look at them as silly as somebody calling somebody a witch or a heretic. You know, we want that mindset. And to do that, you need to impose a new terminology. That's the way people think. Most people are not aware of what's actually going on. People are like zombies in some unfortunate ways. But at the same time, you know, once you acknowledge how people actually think and that people act even if they're not going to be racially aware, Horace has pointed out a number of times that basically people hop onto trends and bandwagons and slogans and things like that. I wish it weren't that way, but that's the way it is. And we got to operate under the rules of reality, not complain about the rules of reality. And so operating under those rules, we need it to be part of regular public speaking, and not just public speaking, but in people's personal lives too. You know, when people are hanging out with their friends and somebody says, you know, I don't agree with interracial marriage because it contributes to the genocide of my race, you know, and then someone else at this social gathering, I don't know, a bunch of people hanging out at a bonfire or whatever, and somebody says, that's racist. And then everyone sitting there that's heard our message just rolls their eyes and it's like, oh, come on, man. That sounds like you're calling someone a heretic and you're just saying that because he's white. Don't you know anti-racist is a code word for anti-white? And I know that it sounds silly because you haven't probably seen this in real life yet, unless you're hanging out with a lot of people that identify as pro-white who are racially aware. Unless you're in that situation, you're probably hanging out with a group of people that are white who are not racially aware, and you haven't heard that come up yet. Well, then we still have more work to do. Because that's where we want to get to, is where it just becomes a regular part of the way people think. And so that everybody knows what white genocide is. Everybody knows we are facing a situation that's intended to blend our people out of existence in all white countries and only white countries. Our job is to spread that meme, that idea, that sound, that vibration that we want everybody to be talking about. We want this open for public discussion. That's the main reason we're doing it, is that we want it open for that. And we're starting to see evidence of it already. The biggest thing is we're seeing words like anti-white. That is, if there's anything to say, when people say, how do you know you've made any progress toward your goals at all? It's because these things are becoming talked about even when we're not the ones talking about them. And when something like this starts, it generally starts at a crawl, and then it becomes a walk, and then it becomes a run, and then it ends up getting on a real roll, and it picks up a lot of momentum. And how fast could it happen? It could take a week. It could take 2 days, could take 2 years. Typically, it takes 15 years for something to really create a large effect. Is it physically possible it could happen in a much shorter amount of time? Yes. I'm not going to bet on that, but it is possible for it to be one of those things that's all of a sudden just there and everywhere. All you really need is for a couple barriers to get broken down. One is when enough people are talking about something, eventually, the old media that is still listened to by a lot of people has to address it. And chances are the first thing they're going to try doing is rolling in gray goo. They're going to try attacking our message head on, slamming against the walls. They're going to crash right into this thing, and they're going to end up spreading it further when they don't even realize they're doing it. You're going to have some a neocon like a Sean Hannity or something like that is going to go out there and he's going to say what the message is, and then they're going to try tearing it apart, not realizing that they've spread it to many millions of people, and some of those people, a good chunk of them, are agreeing with it. Great, it ends up out there a few days later on other channels. Everyone's talking about it. It becomes the big thing, and the next thing you know, we're at the next stage. And but again, that getting to the end of that first stage where it becomes open for public discussion, we're still trying to get it to that stage, and it could take 15 years. I'm hoping it can happen a lot faster than that. It could just be a couple of years, but I wouldn't expect it to be over in a month or a week. Although it could happen. I'd love to see that, but I'm thinking that we're working on a plan that's going to take some years to get it to that point. But once you do get it there, once you get it to the point where everybody is talking about it, that it is just taken as a thing, we all realize we're facing genocide. We all realize that anti-racist is a code word for anti-white, and that it's been used to silence anybody who might talk about white genocide. And people think it's as silly to call someone racist as it is to call someone a witch or a heretic. Once we get to that point where that is a just a an accepted thing, everybody's aware of the con. We've gotten through the stage where everyone's laughed at the con. The first stage of the con is people deny that they've been conned. The second stage is they realize and accept they've been conned and they laugh at the con. The third stage is now they get angry. Well, that's the point where we say, why are we taking this? That's the next message. Why are we putting up with this? Why are we putting up with white genocide? First, you need open public discussion that white genocide is taking place. You need people to be able to publicly talk about the problem before they can come to a solution for that problem. And so the first stage is, of course, get everyone talking about it, and then the next stage is going to be, why are we putting up with this? That's the next viral question, which will spread much faster. Because the hardest thing to do is the stage we're in right now, which is, of course, spreading the message in the first place, getting people on a consistent message, and of course, threading those memes. That's the most critical thing, is getting those memes out there. And the mantra is the perfect vehicle for spreading those memes, because it is the meme. It talks about white genocide. It points out how it's accomplished, how name calling is used to try silencing anybody who talks about the message. And so, of course, it has all these necessary components. That's why a lot of times when we're using mini mantras, it sort of gives a back and forth between the anti-white and the swarm member who's using the mini mantra, because it doesn't have everything that's in the full mantra. They might call you a name when you point out the white genocide. Of course, then you hit them with and when we point out this attempt at genocide, or sorry, it is a genocide, this attempt to blend us out of existence, you call us a name, this or that. It follows up with the name calling. So basically, the mini mantras are sometimes used as a means of going back and forth with the anti-white in front of an audience, but generally all it is just the mantra cut into pieces to fit in the available space. But wherever possible, again, it is good to use the full mantra. I like to add a couple typos to it, or just to change a couple tiny things around while keeping the critical details the same. I've noticed for some reason post disappearing that appear to be latching onto racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. And so there's a few little variations of that, you know, evil racist who wants to kill 6 million Jews who's a Nazi or whatever. You know, just things are changed around a little bit. I've seen a couple of them end in and wants to kill 6 million Jews and clone Hitler. You know, and like it's, which is grabbing onto another funny, you know, meme people have seen in a lot of fiction. But the point is, it's a tiny little change that doesn't that doesn't destroy the message. Is simply so that the spam filters don't, you know, they, or we call them the despots, these little bot programs that try to prevent you from posting the same thing more than once on a forum, can't necessarily grab onto it. It's just a little means of getting around censorship. But where possible, use the full mantra, and it definitely does help to spread it around out there. When people are discussing it and you have anti-whites out there rolling in the gray goo, let them. You know, sometimes responding to them with the mini mantras and our talking points as a way to keep the thread up does help. That way it gets seen by more people. How do we have here? Let's see, you've also asked, how do we know for sure if it's effective or not? Well, we know because it gets discussed and attacked. That's how we know. We know when it's being talked about, and we know when we're seeing our memes showing up in other places. You know, it's hard to numerically gauge this. There are a couple of Bugs posters who've done some Google searches for our memes, and I think one of them even had a way of tracking how often something is talked about. You know, you Google something and you get a certain amount of hits. You know, 3 months ago you got 10,000 hits. Today you're getting 100,000. You know, a week later you find it getting 1 million hits, which means that obviously it's being discussed more. But again, it is hard to mathematically gauge the process and to say exactly how many days we are until white genocide is over. That's a difficult thing for us to do, but what we know right now is we still have a job to do. You know, if you got a giant mountain and you're and you've got a giant hole to fill, and this mountain is sitting right next to the hole, and you all you've got is a shovel in your hands, and you're getting more and more guys over to help you dig that mountain into the hole, I don't know if anyone is gonna has any math available to say how many scoops of shovel is it gonna take to get that hole filled. But what we do know is we need to be shoveling. Right now, our enemy's got a pretty big mountain of bullshit we're shoveling against, and of course, we've got some work to do. But I can't tell you exactly how many times it's gonna have to be posted for sure. You did bring up the 500. Possible people. We're hoping to get 300. You know, and we think we could do quite well with 300. Bob Whitaker may have some numbers and figures and be able to track this better than I can. He was a professional at this, but he might tell you the same thing, that it's hard to give you any specific detail on it, you know, for how long exactly it's going to take. He'll probably tell you to go out and post the mantra and just focus on doing and not worrying about exactly how long it's gonna take for us. But I do know that he believes that if we have 300 swarm members actively on this every day, he believes that's enough to take down the system in relatively short order. That would be our, you know, our critical number where this starts to really roll at a much faster pace. 500 would be probably overkill. It would be fantastic. I'd love to see 5,000. You know, if we can get 500 people on it, wonderful. I'd love to do that. As far as how to get more people on it, you know, the first thing you'd really need is to get more people on it is to figure out exactly what the best method would be. You know, Bob was in the opposing views part of Stormfront for a long time, a few years ago, trying to get whites onto a consistent message. Unfortunately, you still have people that would just ignore a lot of his posts and would be out there talking about black crime stats and all this crap that doesn't mean anything to an audience who'd be reading it. They're just out there using the typical tailgating and the failed tactics that are not politically effective at all. And he was having some trouble getting people onto the consistent message in the first place. And there were, you know, a few people that understood who Bob was and that he knew what he was talking about and that were able to see how his methods were so effective at pointing out what the actual problem is. It's white genocide. It's not black crime stats. That's a tiny little puzzle piece on white genocide. The major issue is white genocide. It's the blending of all white countries out of existence and not allowing us to be able to talk about it without being called names. You know, Africa for the Africans, Asia for the Asians, white countries for everybody, and if you say anything about it, you're a witch or a heretic. You know, that happens to be the it's really that simple. But Bob was having trouble getting people on it. And one of the people that saw that it was an effective method was Horace. And Horace put out his Follow the White Rabbit series as a way of introducing people to it. That's how I got introduced to it personally. And the reason we started doing the boot camp here later on was just to get a little bit more specifically down to brass tacks. You know, where Horace talks about a lot of other subjects, he likes to make people aware of a lot of things, and totally get them used to sort of an open system thinking about the world around them, a sort of question everything, go into more detail about our enemy, about, you know, team anti-white, as he calls them, team pink rabbit. And yes, I sometimes will use rabbit terms on this podcast as well. But where did I get that from? You see how those memes, you know, travel. The point was, the whole Follow the White Rabbit series was used because we needed to get more people on message. Fortunately, that did us a big favor. A lot of people came on message because of that. And, you know, I'm doing this right here to help even more people get on it as well, or at least to help catch people up to speed who are getting on it. You know, if you get convinced to take up the sword, listening to Horace, and then you come here and we'll show you. Actually, I think I can made the analogy before to a rifle, but again, it's a war of words, so these are all figures of speech. The bottom line is, when people understand the importance of a consistent message, and he teaches a lot of tactics over there, they can come listen to me for some finer details, or they could just ignore me entirely and just start posting and learning as they're doing and learning from the other swarm members as well. Again, the best part about Beefcake's boot camp is we are not a totalitarian boot camp. You don't have to go through it in order to join the fray. It's just an option to help speed people along. But, you know, if someone listens to me and they want to get started, by all means, we'd love to have you on board. The thing is, if I actually knew how to get 500 people posting, I would be doing that right now. I can say that some of our swarm members do actively recruit when possible. When they see people on YouTube, you know, responding to their comments and saying things like, "I've never heard anyone put it that perfectly before," you know, or sum it up so easily, you'll get people that will give us some positive comments sometimes. It could be good to send them a message and direct them to Follow the White Rabbit, to White Genocide Project, to Bob Whitaker's site, over to the Swarm, and help get them invited in and get them started. By all means, when we're out spreading the message, recruiting along with that is a fantastic idea. I haven't completely given up on Stormfront either for recruiting grounds. One of the good places to do that, you know, obviously a lot of us have come over from there, and they. It does have some potential. I'm just not sure exactly how to tap that potential. I'm thinking it's one of those things where the more effective they see it, and the more effective they see our arguments in combat with the anti-whites, the more likely they would be to help. But again, that was what Bob originally intended, and we needed a Horus to get us on message before. But one big thing to do is to, you know, maybe if you posted the mantra 5 times already and you want to go over to Stormfront and do, you know, 5 posts in different threads to encourage people to get started and recruit them, you know, that wouldn't hurt to do so. I know some of the Swarm members still spend a little bit of time in the opposing view section over at Stormfront, and now that is friendly territory. Okay, an important thing to remember is not just to spend all your time in the opposing views. We need to be out taking it on to the enemy's ground. When we see things coming up in other places on the internet that are not pro-white sites, and people are, talking about how it's so bad when people are opposed to interracial marriage or whatever, and it gives you an opening to talk about white genocide. Again, the enemy's ground is where the fight needs to be taken to in order to wake up that audience. At the same time, a little bit of action over in the opposing views, when the other posters do see a large number of whites already on there using the consistent message, maybe if there was a day or two each month where the swarm members would concentrate some attention over to that opposing view section, maybe do like a swarm raid of it or something like that, where we just go in and start kicking the anti-whites around, exposing them as the genocidal maniacs they are, and show what happens when you're more effective. Maybe that would help, but I don't have any guarantee of that. It's worth a try. We have to keep doing what we're doing, taking the message in front of the audience like we already are. But we could play around with some of those things again. But don't sit there and theorize each day. Try it out. Go there and actually try it. Try forging some different little consistent messages for recruiting. You're asking me about it, and I'm telling you I don't have the exact answer to say specifically what to do, because if I did, I'd already be doing that. There's been a lot of attempts made at it, but don't necessarily theorize and about it. If you want to try recruiting, actively go out there and just try it. Maybe make a note of the different messages you're sending out to other members that you find, challenging the anti-whites and opposing views. If you can think of a good consistent message for that, or a good one to try spreading around, to message them with, and by all means, go do it. And we love to see people recruiting, but we don't yet have a perfect tactic for the recruiting. We're not going to go and twist Don Black's arm and tell him he needs to tell everybody on his site to get on the consistent message. I don't think that's going to work, and I don't think he'd be down for that. I think that a lot of what Stormfront gets used for is sort of a venting ground. There's a lot of people that just, it helps them through their life to go vent, talk about how much they don't like the situation they're in. Yes, the situation they're in, having to deal with, is a result of the program of genocide being perpetrated against our race by traitors, people who look like us who have no loyalty to us. That is true, but at the same time, there are a lot of posters over at Stormfront who are not really racially aware. They're just white and frustrated with the situation. And there's a big difference between somebody becoming an activist and being a venter. And I'd say the vast majority of Stormfronters are venters. They're not necessarily activists. Just going on a website that only pro-whites frequent and venting about the problems isn't effective. But it doesn't mean that many of them are truly interested in becoming activists. So while I encourage you to experiment and go out there and try to do different things to recruit, I've done it as well. I've sent a lot of messages to people out on Stormfront. I actually had to close an inbox as I was starting to get too much junk to go through each day, and unfortunately, more of it was negative than positive. Simply because you're dealing with a group of people that are mostly there to vent, that aren't really interested in taking up the fight themselves. The other reason, I just have a lot of other things going on in my life where I'm not going to spend it replying to all, of the negativity that was coming my way over at Stormfront when I was attempting to recruit over there. I did get some positive stuff, but a lot of it was people that were already in the swarm and already actively fighting. And of course, those aren't the ones I needed to reach. I needed to reach the ones that weren't already doing it. But again, until we can figure out what that exact vehicle is for recruiting, we need to be out there doing the fighting. And at this moment in time, it's we go out there, we fight, we do recruit, but I don't know what the right message is to send out to get all of those, pro-whites who are venting on Stormfront onto a consistent message. If I could think of a way to do it, I'd already be doing it. So I encourage you to experiment with it. But don't be discouraged if you get a lot of negative feedback. Don't let that take you away from posting the mantra yourself and joining the fight. I'm just saying that if a lot of people don't join, or if you get a lot of negativity and you start getting, a lot of nasty responses in your inbox over at Stormfront from members who think that we're doing the wrong thing with this whole consistent message idea, don't let them convince you that what we're doing isn't going to work or isn't effective. A lot of them that are resi a lot of those that are resistant to it, they're a lot of the complaints they'll use for saying they don't want to be part of it have to do with expectation of instant results, things like that. Obviously we're not going to get instant results doing it. This is a, I wish it were a sprint, but it appears to be more of a marathon. At the same time, our enemies are probably crumbling at a faster rate than we're taking them down. But at the same time, eventually you get to sort of a tipping point where your enemies crumble to a certain point where their message is so useless that yours just starts mowing over them. But let's face it, our enemies have done probably a better job of recruiting for us than we've done recruiting ourselves. I repeat myself a lot, but that is part of the business we're in. If you can think of a way to get them to join, experiment it and report experiment with it, report back. Let us know what you're sending out. Let us know the kind of responses you're getting. If new people want to join, have them come introduce themselves. That would make me go, wow. I do a podcast about whatever tactic you use to get them to join. And if I knew of a great one, I'll definitely do a whole podcast on what this effective recruiting tactic is. But at the same time, if you end up like I did and you just get a whole lot of negative responses from people and a whole lot of negative feedback of people that are basically angry that you're telling them how to fight the fight, don't let it discourage you. And remember that, for maybe every 100 people that are not interested, if you could just get one to be interested, you're making fantastic progress. I mean, if we could get one out of 100 people over at Stormfront to post the mantra 5 times a day, that would get us more than the 300 number that we want to have. So again, we are working with small percentages. That's another thing to remember too. When a system like this anti-white system comes down, you're really only going to have 1% of the population actively fighting it. In fact, I believe that in most human revolutions that take place, where that have to do with people being on a message and waking everybody up to something, you really only have a very vocal small percentage. I'd say somewhere around the 1% range, maybe 1 out of 100 people. That's really all it takes. I mean, 1 out of 100 people, if they were on our message, I'd say anti-white situation and white genocide would be over yesterday if we had 1 out of every 100 people. If we had 1 out of every 100 people over at Stormfront, we would definitely have enough people to speed this thing along a lot faster than it's going. But to answer your question is, I don't have an answer to that specific question of how to get them on message. All I can say is experiment, report back, and at the same time, continue posting the mantra and continue fighting the fight. And I suspect at a certain point, as we continue making more progress, you're going to see more allies coming out of the woodworks to join us. So I'd like to leave it on that positive note. Let us know how things go for you.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.